actually after we worked it all out and came back to the system I had before we got started. Okay. All right, so we'll start off with the Rambam, okay? The Rambam, in the first Rambam on Tisha B'Av. All right? First Rambam on Tisha B'Av really defines what Tisha B'Av is. He says, Perek Chamishi Aleph, Hilchos Tainius, Yeshem Yomim Shekol Yisrael Mis'anim Bahen Mitnei Atzoros She'iru Bahen. Okay. And why? Kedei La'ora HaLavavos Liftoach Darchei HaTshuva. All right. And he says, "Yiyaz zichron l'maaseinu haroyim, u'maase avoseinu, shehoya k'maaseinu ata." All right. So these events will shed light on our maasim, which are the same evil, partake of the same evil as maase avoseinu. Achegorim lahem v'lano, Osanatsaros, okay, which was the cause of all these saros. Okay, he says, Shebezichron von Elu, that because through becoming aware and knowledgeable of these things, Noshuv Lehetes, Shenema Visvadu Asavonon Visavonavasan. Okay. So, what would you say? I mean, what is the first thing that the Rambam is explaining about Tisha B'Av, which is very interesting? You see, I mean, the key is the Rambam over here talks differently about Tisha B'Av than he talks about other areas. There's something that stands out as very different. There's something that's very, very different. What stands out? What is very different? What is very different is that the Rambam's definition of Tisha B'Av in the Kiyum of Tisha B'Av, because that's what the Rambam is talking about. In the Kiyum of Tisha B'Av, the Kiyum is different than any other type of a day that we have. Okay? Because the Kiyum of other days that we have, the Kiyum is in the day itself. Whether it's Daraisa, whether it's Drabban. Like, for instance, doesn't matter if it's Yom Kippurim or it doesn't matter if it's Purim. Because in all instances, the Kiyum of the Yom is the Kiyum in itself, and once we were Mekayim the Yom to Mitzvasa, so we could feel that we've accomplished a mitzvah, and we go on. That's it. The mitzvah was niskayim b'shmei Musa in the day itself, in the kiyum of the day itself. But in Tisha B'Av, the Rambam sets forth the main idea in the Rambam is that in Tisha B'Av there is no kiyum of the day itself. You see, the day itself isn't over. You see, he says, "Why should be zichron dvarim elu noshiv lehetes shenema v'svado savonam v'savonavosam?" So the kiyum of Tisha B'Av has an objective, has a far-reaching objective. It's not like an ordinary yom that you mekayim the yom of Tisha B'Av. We fast, mespalel, say kinnis, learn, and then we say, "Ah, oh, we're mekayim the day." The objective is never fulfilled in the day itself. The objective is a far-reaching objective. And that's why you see there's a difference between the night after Tisha B'Av and the night after Yom Kippur. Because the night after Yom Kippur is really a time of Simcha. Yom Kippur, when the Kayim, the Yom Kippur, the Mitzvasa, Kol Yisrael was the Schaper, and now it's a time of Simcha, after the Tainus of Yom Kippur, it's the Zman of Simcha. So you marba b'maychol mishta, and it's a zman where the kiyum mitzvah places us in a happy moment that we will the kinds of mitzvah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted our Yom Kippurim, and we're very, very fortunate and very happy. But Tisha B'Av is not that way. After Tisha B'Av, Balayla is not a time of Simcha. On the contrary, it's a time of Avelus. And that's what Allah is, that Yasser B'Basar V'Yayin tonight. Tonight, after the time, is not a Zman of Simcha. It's a Zman of Avelus. Because in Tisha B'Av, there's no Kiyum in the Yom itself. The Kiyum is a long, far-reaching objective. What is the far-reaching objective? The far-reaching objective is Tshuva. Shenoshuv Lehetiv, like the Rambam says. And that's why, if you look at the Rambam Perek Chamishi, you see the Rambam has Tisha B'Av. First, he starts off with Mishenichnas, Mishikonesov. Then he goes on to Hilchos Tisha B'Av. And the Suda Mafsekes. And by the way, I just want to mention that Suda Mafsekes, it definitely is wrong what people do to stuff themselves in a big Suda and then have a Suda Mafsekes. The Afrinim talk about it already in the Yadua. But especially the reason why I mention it is because there was a time when people were afraid of the Tainus. They thought the Tainus is Mavik. And so if I could, like I mentioned to somebody, now we know that that's not true. That, on the contrary, what's mazik a person is eating all year, not the tainus. So now that we know this information, so there's no reason for people to be, to have, they were at Tehrim, because people are very frightened about fasting. But today, with the knowledge of medicine that we have, we know it's exactly the opposite. Very few people die from a tainus. But many, many lives are lost from eating, overeating. So the real sakana is not the person shouldn't be fearful of the tainus. So that being the case, there's no reason for what some used to do in Europe. They would have a big suda, and the reason why they did it was because they had a fear that the tainus was going to be mazik. But now we know that's not true, so there's absolutely no reason for it. And the whole idea of Suda Mafsekes is really to remove a person from the enjoyment of the meal. And the enjoyment of Chazal knew exactly how to do that, because by limiting it to one tafsho, so the enjoyment, the culinary enjoyment is very, very limited. At the same time, the quantity is not limited. So a person can prepare himself according to all health requirements, with plenty to eat before the tainus, but the tafsha, the limitation to tafsha echad, removes the hanoah to achila, the tafnukim, and the person being engaged in things that are mesir daito from being a misha mesa mutl lefanav. So that's today really one should not avail oneself of that kind of a it's not an option actually, but you shouldn't do it. Okay, but anyway, then the Ram goes on. Ubus and Minikos Masanos and Shminos. Then he goes Tamid Chachamim on Tisha B'Av. The way Talmid Chachamim keep Tisha B'Av, then he goes Mishael. But then in Yud Beis, you see, he continues Mishachar of Beis Hamikdash. Tikkun Chachamim Shoyi Bas Adar Shem Banu Rabbinim Nesuyir Machuya. Lachin Eskinim Shor Shulchan Lasa Sudu La'Orchem. Lachin goes Shlomim Lagim Klei Shir. V'Acha King goes Altos Chasanim. See, the Ram keeps going. Why? Because after Tisha B'Av, it's not over. After Tisha B'Av, the Inyone Tisha B'Av are constantly with us, and Tisha B'Av is not over. There's no simcha after Tisha B'Av because the kiyum of mitzvah is not over. On the contrary, it's just different manifestations of the kiyum mitzvah. But the kiyum mitzvah of Tisha B'Av is ongoing, and it's only over at one time, and that's the last Rambam, Halacha Yates. Kol atzomo so'elu asidimli batul. When? Mimotha Mashiach. V'lo arod el Hashem asidimli asiyomtus yimei sason v'simcha. Shenema kamar Hashem tzvakos. Tzomo aviv, tzomo chamishir, tzomo shvir, tzomo asir, yilu v'esidu asasun v'simcha, l'mayadim tzvakos, l'amas ha'shalom avo. So the simcha of the kiyum mitzvah of Tisha B'Av is only lasid level. That's what the Rambam says. That's to say that's Rambam and Rambam. Okay. So the objective really, what is the, this Rambam is derived from several sources. But the Rambam mentions the objective in the first halacha too. Where does he mention the objective? That the objective is Yemas Mashiach is Gula. He mentions it because he says Shebezichron Varm Elu Noshuv Lehetiv Shenemar Vesvadu Esavonan Vesavona Vosot. So that pasuk is a pasuk in the Tochachon and Vayikra. And it's an interesting pasuk over there. It's important to take a look at the sources. Yeah, the pasuk does not express itself as one would think. If you take a look at Sukkim in Vayikra Chavav, it's Vado Savona Vasavona Vosim B'Mayla Mashamar Lupi V'Shahochli Mi Bekeri. Then the next pasuk strings he says, "Afan Yerushim Ambikari, the Vesis of Meretz Avayim, Oaz Yikona Levavim Ha'orel Vaz Yitzu Asavono." Then it says, "Zachantes Bisi Yaakov, Avas Bisi Yitzchok, Vavas Bisi Avra Mezko, Vorat Esko." So one would think that after this Vado Savon was one of Osam, the next pasuk should be Zachantes Bisi Yaakov. The Ramban, the Ibn Ezra raised the question, the Ramban as well. And but from this pasuk, the fact that the Ramban quotes this pasuk, it shows you that he's referring ultimately to the Gula. That's the Shebezichon Dvarim Elu Noshiv Lehetiv Shem Evesvado Asavon Vasavon Vosam. It means, and ultimately, as the pesukim conclude, Vizachates Bisi Yaakov Vavas Bisi Yisrael Ravas Yavram Eskar Eskar. Okay, but why do the pesukim not follow the pattern that one would expect here? So there's two answers to this. One answer is the Ramban takes up the problem, but one answer is the Ibn Ezra's answer. He says like this. Just for you. Yeah, Ramban says, "Pasuk Mem Aleph, Vehine Achav Esvado Esavonam Hayaroi Sheyoma Vezachartis Brisi Yaakov Kimatam Veveishes Amberet Veveim Achshav B'Makom Hazeh Veinat Azman Sheyigro Osam Veyavim Beret Veveim." Upirish Reb Avram Af Ani Kena Sisi Imohem V'yisartem Le'aviyam Be'eretz Ezehem Lachnia Levavam Ha'orel V'yizki Zebikan Ki Yisvadu Asavonam Ba'avur She'ani Ha'mesabeiv Lohem Gam B'shas Kilkulosam Niskavanti Bohem She'yasu Tshuva V'yisvadu. That's what Ibn Ezra says. So yeah, so the Ibn Ezra really, I mean, it's still funny though. I mean, it's true. That's why Akadosh Baruch Hu brought the Klolos. What the Ibn Ezra saying? Okay, literally what the Ibn Ezra saying is like this: that the he says. Afani Asisi, this is what I did to them. Yisartim laha afani, it should be afani elechimam bekeri. Of course, he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying that I was the one that did this. I went with them bekeri, veveisi osam beretz ezehem, in order that yoz yikon levar ma'orov, oz yitzos avonov. I was giving you a history, kind of. You see? He's saying, Shani am esabev lahem, ki gam b'shas kol kolosim is kavanti b'hem. You see? So the question is, I mean, why is it out of place? And why does it say afani eilechim on the carrot? Eilech is future, really. You see? But I believe what the Ibn Ezra is saying is that over here, the Torah is underlining a fact. That it's stressing an idea that it's not just simply that because Klal Yisrael did averis that they suffer the gullus, but it means to say that the phenomenon is built in. Means this is a general rule that Klal Yisrael will never be able to exist, you see, as a cultural entity. Cannot exist as a cultural entity. That Klal Yisrael is not a culture. We're really a cultureless people. We don't have culture. We only have Torah. See, culture is a sublimation of the instinctual components of man into a higher form, into art, into music, into literature, all these various forms of culture. But in Klal Yisrael, we don't have any culture at all. On the contrary, Klal Yisrael is really anti-culture. The only thing that Klal Yisrael has is Chachmas Hashem. Chachma. And everything we do is based purely on Chachma. And there is no way to even describe in anything we do to equate a kind of a cultural attitude to what we do. Even in our Shmiras HaMitzvahs, okay? Even in our Shmiras HaMitzvahs, let me give you an example. Okay. For instance, in last week's parsha. Okay, in last week's parsha. So you have like this. You have the Moshe Rabbeinu tells over the instructions he received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's in Varim Beis. In Varim Beis Pasuk Chaf Dalet, okay, that first Pasuk Chaf Dalet, okay, that yes, Kumusu Vivlas Nachalarnon. After Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him that you can't take any you can't take anything from Ammon you can't touch. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kumusu Vivras Nachal Arnon, Reina Sati Vecha Sichon Melacheshbon Amori Ves Arto Hochel Rosh, the Hizgor Bo Mohama. And next pasuk, Hayom Azeh Ochel Teis Pachtecho V'Yiroscho Penei Ha'amim Tachas Kol HaShemayim, Asher Yishmu Nishimacho V'Rogzu V'Cholu Mipanecho. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself told Moshe Rabbeinu through the Vua that these words that he should have nothing to fear, and on the contrary, Sichon is Hochel Rosh, go in immediately now and conquer his land, and this will be the beginning of Teis Pachtecho V'Yiroscho Penei Ha'amim Tachas Kol HaShemayim. So what should Moshe Rabbeinu's response have been? Simply to listen to the Dvar Hashem and go in. But the next pasuk proves otherwise. Next pasuk is Veshlach Malachim Mimidbar Kedemos El Sichon Melech Cheshbon Divrei Shalom Lemor. Where did Moshe Rabbeinu why did he do that? I mean, he was guaranteed that he should just move in and take over Sichon. Why is he sending Divrei Shalom Malachim Mimidbar Kedemos? So Rashi says, Chazal say, he says, Afal pi shelo tzivani amakom, likro l'sichon l'shalom. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't command me to offer peace to Sichon, lamadati mimidbar Gbah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Libni Yisrael, Yisrael, Chazar Sal, Eser Yishmo, Vazal Ofan Shloi Kablu, Vafa Pikein, Pasach Lem B'Shalom, Afani, Kidanti Yisichon B'Shalom, Dover Acher, Mimib Akademos, Mimchol Amaritzi, Shekodanta Li Olam, I learned from you, Yochol, Yochol, Yisrael, Shloch, Borak, Echad, Velisho, Fesha, Mitzriya, you could have sent one lightning bolt and destroyed the home of Zion. Ela shalachtani min amidbar, el paro, lema, shalach esami, the Muslim. So Moshe Rabbeinu said that I learned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you could have destroyed Egypt with one blow. But no, apparently it wasn't proper, because paro deserves, because midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mesinus and derech shalom. So paro, you have to give paro kavod and spend time with him and engage him in a peaceful manner. So so you see that even keeping the tzivui shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our idea of listening to God, is not to be construed in any way with the world's idea of what it means to listen to God. With us, listening to God doesn't necessarily mean simple obedience, blind obedience. That's not what it is. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Afa pishe lo tzivani amakom." Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell me, and on the contrary, the mashmas of pesukim is to go in right away. But no, Moshe Rabbeinu thought, and he learned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he introduced his own idea. Eshlach malachim mimid b'akedema, so sichon melach cheshbon divrei shalom lema. So you see that our system has nothing in common in any way with other systems. Even in how we listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a totally different idea than other people have. So So we're mentioning that that's the Ibn Ezra's pshat. That you see, so Klal Yisrael really isn't a culture. It's a system of the highest philosophical and metaphysical ideas, and Chachmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's really what it is. Something completely different. So that's what the Ibn Ezra is saying, basically. That's why the switch in the Pesukim. The switch in the Pesukim is to teach you that idea. That this is a rule. That Klal Yisrael can never live as a cultural entity. Now, how does Klal Yisrael become a cultural entity? The answer is, it's true. Real Klal Yisrael is not a cultural entity. But Klal Yisrael can devolve into a cultural entity, because once it loses its sights and its true objective, so it is away from reality. Once it's away from metaphysical reality, what it has is culture. You see, what it has is culture. And there is a temptation to believe that we can survive on that culture. Because since that culture has devolved from the system of Chachmas Hashem, so one would expect, and it's true, that it's a superior culture. It's a superior culture. Yeah. So, And that's really what the Torah is teaching, is that it can't survive. Really, this is something that Hanukkah asked me a question this morning, and I saw that really it's in the Navi. It's basically in the Navi. Because if you take a look at the Navi, the Haftarah that we read this morning, so the Haftarah says like this. The Haftarah says, yeah. The Haftarah says that at the end of the Haftarah, Yemiyahu Tess, list three psukim. Daber Konum Hashem. Daber Konum. Naflo Nivlasa Odom Kedomen Opene Asoda. Ucho Omir Meacharia Kotzev Ein Maasev. So the Navi predicts total tragedy. Then the next pasuk is Koramar Hashem Al Yisal Chacham B'Chachmaso V'Yisal Agiba B'Gvuraso V'Yisal Yisal Lasha Basho Kim B'Zos Yisal Amasal Haskel Yedei Osi. Okay, so the question is, the question that Enoch raises, what's the connection? I mean, here we're talking about the Olam Ovas B'Chalon Enu B'Avam Enoseinu Lachlis Olam Mechutz B'Chalon Mechavos, the horrible scene, the horrible tragedy, and suddenly it switches Al Yisal Chacham B'Chachmaso. What's the Sheikhus? So the connection is really the Radak is right that he points out that there is a that there is a reference to something before that Al Tumu Chachomim Anachno the Marie Kara brings out Al Tumu Chachomim Anachno the Torah Hashem Itano that Lamadnu Shoyim Eshalim B'Chachmasan, you see. Shalom Makaimim Masha Chachma Malamdan, Kemosha Novi Makantron. But you see from before that the Jews were Mishalel in their Chachma. That's before, where it says, Echasom, Ches, Ches, Echasom Chachom Manachna, Vasar Hashem Itano. So you see that they were Mishalel. So what does it mean? Well, it means that they took the cultural aspect of Yahadus. And the cultural aspects of Yahadus are things that have devolved from the original system, and they're wonderful things. Chochma, courage, gvura, and ashirus, wealth. So Jews have these qualities. So you might think that the Jew with these superior qualities can exist as a cultural entity. That's what the Navi says. Ko amar Hashem, al yisal chochma b'chochmaso. That if the objective is tied, if Christ was always tied to the objective, then they can survive. But once they're reduced to a cultural entity, survival is not possible. On the contrary, that becomes the greatest source of anti-Semitism. And I think it's something that we've unfortunately witnessed in the past year. Now, the entire world, I mean, can simply skew the facts and the ideas in any way they wish, and twist it in any way they wish. There are always many, many ways to twist things, and the Sinus Yisrael can easily be unleashed. And people are surprised because people feel that we've gone past that stage. That was before the Holocaust, but we see how quickly such things can Rahman Islam return. But that's what the Navi says basically. That's the Ibn Ezra Pshat Afani Elechim Ambekeri. It's a rule that Vesis Embarat Zayim or Zikun Lachovam Horel, which means to say that it's not possible. The Torah changed the order of the Pesukim to show that this is a built-in law. Okay. It's telling you why this happened. Now, the Ramban gives a different shot. Ramban says this, Aldaiti Yirmoz, Ki Achar Avidui, Yelech Imam Bekeri. He learns pshat that it's plain pshat. That after the Vidui, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will still go with them with the Bekeri means without Ashgacha. The Yaviyosom Old Beretz Avayim Achi Kona Levovim Ha'orel. So on the contrary, it means that he will institute a negative Ashgacha and bring them to Eretz Avayim Achi Kona Levovim Ha'orel. V'lu Remez Sheheziyim El Ha'oretz V'lo Nech B'shol Afneim. Okay. So the Ramban is an amazing Ramban. Ramban takes the Pesukim Kesidron. That even though they're Misvada, and the Svada Savona Vosom is apparently real tshuva. But even after that, Afani Elechim Mambekeri. Aye, how could it be? So the Ramban says, why? Because in order to be machnia, or was he kernel of Vavam Ha'orel, or was he a Tosavanam? It's a strange Ramban. What is Ramban saying, basically? What the Ramban is saying is, apparently, that tshuva is not enough. Tshuva is not enough. What is enough? What is enough is hachnoas levavam ha'aro. So what's the difference? I mean, we always think of tshuva and that's all there is. You just do tshuva and you're finished. But what the Ramban is saying is like this, that this vadu savonum v'savon avosum means they'll do tshuva on the chatoyim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands more. Tshuva from a chait means if a person regrets the chait, or if a nation regrets the chait, and they take measures to make sure that it will not reoccur, so that's tshuva. But apparently what the Ramban is saying is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands more. He demands hachnoas levav ha'moral, which is what? Which is a change of the personality. Change of the personality. Not just vidui on a chait, but was he kind of above a moral for was he a tesavanam? So it means that the tshuva on a maisa there is not enough. But what must occur is a complete change of personality. Levava ma'oral. Yikana levava ma'oral. That's an interesting thing. Ramban himself defines what that statement means. Because what does it mean, levava ma'oral? Well, what exactly is the interpretation of that? I mean, you could say a change of personality, but change of personality is a very vague way of formulating. But you have it in Dvarim. In Dvarim you have Omalta Meis Orlas Levavchem. Dvarim Yud Pasuk Tazayin. So also talking about Klai Yisrael. Rak Tavisecha Choshek Ad Hashem La'avosam. Vayivcha bezalam achareim bochem mikol ha'amim kayom hazeh. Omalta Meis Orlas Levavchem. In other words, if you want to attain that, be worthy of if you want to be worthy of that bochem, so then you must do the following. So what does it mean? So the Ramban says in one phrase, sheyiye levavchem pasuach l'das ha'emes. That's what it means. It means that a person's mind should be completely free to see the truth, which means to say that a person should not have any preconceived kind of approach in Yehadus. Any preconceived, he likes certain ideas, he likes to hear certain things, and he moves away from certain other ideas because they're alien to his religiosity. You see, that's not Malta Mesola Slavachem. Malta Mesola Slavachem is that it's a leiz pasuach, ladas esanas, that there's only one thing that the person's interested in, and that's the truth. That's like the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes in the Marna Vuchim, he says, people who read these words will necessarily have to hate what I write, because it robs them of the treasures of which they think are true religion. But in fact, those things are really destructive, self-destructive. So the Rambam is pointing that out, that people have a tendentiousness, and this tendentiousness they mistake for a religious kind of a religious attribute and a religious striving. But there is no such thing in Yehadus. In Yehadus there's only one thing. There's only a leiz pasuach l'das esanas. And if a person simply goes along because things, certain ideas appeal to him or don't appeal to him, then he's not practicing Yehadus in the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended. And even if he does tshuva on his averus, that's what the Rabban learns. Afani Elish Imam Bakari, even after this Vadawas of Anna was Vana Vasan. Or was Yikona Lavavam Ha'orel? Until the Arla Salev is removed, which means their tendentiousness in religious practice, which means that certain things they like, certain things they don't like. And their inability to use Chachma, to be open to Chachma, Ladas Asanets. That's what the Ramban explains. So, it's the objective on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, as I said before, the objective is not fulfilled in Tisha B'Av itself. The objective could only be fulfilled through tshuva and through recognition of our shortcomings. But the key, the Ramban says, what is the key in that? The key, according to the Ramban, is Omalta Mesalas Esolas Avacham, Ha'oz Yikana Levav Maro. And in truth, you see, the Rambam himself meant the same thing as the Ramban. Because now when you look back at the Rambam, he says, Yeshum Yomim Shekol Yisrael Mesanam Behemet Ne'atzara She'iru Bahem. So what should the Rambam say? What would you imagine the Rambam would say? Kedei Lachra Kedei She'yachzru B'tshuva. That's what he said, Kedei She'yachzru B'tshuva. No, the Rambam doesn't say that. Rambam says, Kedei La'orer HaLevavos. And he says, and what else? Liftoach Darchei HaTshuva. The Darchei HaTshuva. What's Darchei HaTshuva? What does he say? Lashuv B'tshuva. Darchei HaTshuva, if you look at the Rambam, Menuchas Tshuva, have you got around there? The Darchei HaTshuva is after Tshuva. It's even more than Tshuva. Hold on a second. Yeah, the Rambam. Rambam says that midarkei atshuva lios peg beis halacha dalet. After he defines the mahi atshuva in beis, sheyazu achotei cheto v'yasim machshavta v'yidma b'liba shlo yasei elod, then he has dalet midarkei atshuva lios hashov tzoi tome lefnei Hashem b'pchi v'sachnunim v'osetz doka kafi kocho v'mesrachek harbe min adav ha'shachata bo. ומשנה שמו, כלומר, אני אחר, ואין לי אוסו איש שאוסו אוסון המסן. ומשנה מייסוף כולו מטוב, או לדרך ישוב, וגולה ממקומו, שגולס מחפר את אוהון, בני שגורמת לו להיכונה, וליאוס עונו ושוח ושפל רוח. So what's the other thing? That's exactly what I'm saying. That is actually the pasuk. The golos is always the vaysim, the vaysim son by the vayim golos. Always he kunal of moral. But the Rambam is saying to put it into one phrase, what the Rambam is saying is that the darchei atshuva is the shinui of the personality, the change of the personality. That tshuva is simply. And tshuva is an unbelievable thing, and it's mechaper. But the ultimate goal is the darchei tshuva. That any also is shasa meisim. Acher ani acher, neshana meisov, and even golem and koma. So it means he becomes another person, changes personality. That's the Ramban. That's what the Ramban says. So the Ramban says, and that's why the Rambam says the exact same thing as Ramban. You see? So it means to say why? Because the Rambam's goal of Tisha B'Av, the goal is when? The goal is Gula. And in order to have Gula, so the Ramban explains it. It's the Rambam quotes, Vesvadu Asavonim, Vesvon Avosim. Yeah, but after that, even after that, Afani Elich B'Av Bekeri, Vesvon Avosim, Vesvon Avosim. Or was he kind of above moral? Then the Zachati is Brisi. Then the Zachati is Brisi Yaakov. So the Rambam, it seems, Rambam follows exactly the same as Ramban. That's the that's the first Ram. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, by the way, the concept that the concept that that the Kli Yisrael cannot exist as a cultural entity. The basic idea, I mean, the Bedez is learning that it's repeated over here to underline it, take it out of order. But the basic idea is the concept that when Makabal the Torah, Ba'ala B'Shua, Novara Bris, Ashakar Simon B'Chorez. So the Bris Chorez, the Bris Torah, and the Bris Ala B'Shua, what's the difference between the two? The Bris Torah is a positive phenomenon. The Bris of Shmiras Torah, and that's positive. But the Ola and the Shua is the negative, which means that they cannot be otherwise, not simply a positive phenomenon, that they can avail themselves of the Bris Torah, but they could exist as a cultural entity also without any negative hashgacha. That is not the case. That's kibulam ba'olo b'shua, that they can only live this way. And that is really, that's the fundamental phenomenon. That phenomenon, the Olam Neshua, the fundamental phenomenon, of course, Bris Torah is the basic, but the brisos, these brisos are the underlying phenomena for our state of existence, from the time that I was given until this very moment. So everything that we encounter, negative things that we encounter, as well as positive, of course, but these negative things, even negative, because Tisha B'Av is about the serious negatives, is all because of, all goes back to this, to the situation at Sinai, where we, and then the second bris, Novara bris, bris Na'avas Moav, of the Ola Neshua. But the thing is that in Tisha B'Av, like the Rambam says, that these days, what do we do on these days? What we engage in is Zichron Advarim. Zichron Advarim. So the medium through which we accomplish the goal of Tisha B'Av, or we hope to accomplish the goal of Tisha B'Av, and the goal of Tisha B'Av is always capable of being accomplished. So all we have to do in order to accomplish it is to have the correct ideas, to learn from the Nevi'im, who are the ones that give us the correct ideas, and then simply to implement them. So the Rambam is very short over here. He just says Zichron Dvarim Elu. But Zichron Dvarim Elu, of course, is a whole Megillas Eicha. It's a whole Megillas Eicha. Whole Megillas Eicha unravels into a long parsha of Zichron Dvarim Elu. So what we have to do really is to study or to understand the ideas that are contained in Eicha. Yeah. And let me just go back before we passed a Rashi over here before. I just want to go back to it. Okay, because Rashi mentions that Vashlach Malachim Mibakademos. So Rashi mentions that two pshatim he gives. One pshat is that he learned from the Torah Shekadma LiOlam, and what was that? That was the famous, well-known account that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the opportunity to the other umas olam. Okay, Esav Yishmael and other umas. But Esav Yishmael, Rashi mentions, because that's mentioned in the Torah. Afinu Haparan Vosam Meruas Kodesh. The Zorach Miseya Lama Vafinu Haparan. So that's Seir and that's Yishmael. Baruli Chazal Seirul Yomas. If the goal of the fun of Shaloya Kabluah. Okay. So what was the purpose of that? Why did Kodesh Baruch have to do that? So it's the goal of the fun of Shaloya Kabluah. So what's the... Well, why should he go through the motions, so to speak? So the... So most people think that it's Kedei Shulalikin Pishonta, that they shouldn't have any taina. But again, Yehadus is not simplistic, and simplistic in Yehadus is catastrophic. Because if a person makes a mistake, especially in Divrei Gadus, so we could jeopardize his whole amuna. So to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned about the somebody else is going to have to... is going to want to say some thing. I didn't get a chance. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to defend himself against the Basel Adam. It's nonsensical. So what is the so what's the idea? But you do find the idea Kedei Shlo Retain Pishon Peh. For instance, by Bilam, Rashi says Kedei Shlo Retain Pishon Peh. So so what's the idea of Pishon Peh? The idea of Pishon Peh is that there is something to it. There is something to it. Which means to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a Nosei Panim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a Nosei Panim to one group over another group. Not even to Klal Yisrael. Not even to Klal Yisrael. Okay? And that's why their taina would be a correct one. Because they would say... Then they would have a right to say that's the Siyas Panim, and that would ipso facto give them the wrong idea of God. You see, so the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a Nesel Panim is really very interesting, because see the Musar Eilat Varim is the Musar of Moshe Rabbeinu, but most people don't find it. Don't find it inspiring in a Musa way as they do with Sifri Musa. And that's our fault, of course. Let's take a look at what Moshe Rabbeinu said right before this. Right before Veshlach Malachim in Bakademos. It's interesting. It says like this. From Chamishi. Vayama Hashem Elai Lema. Rav Lachem. Sovas Horazet. Pnu Lachem Tzafona. The Sa'om Tzav Leimah, Atem Ovin Begvul Achichem Bnei Esau Vayoshim B'Seyer, V'Yiru Mikem, V'Nishmatem Aod, Al Tizgol Avam, Ki Lo Etein Lochem Me'atzom Ad Midrach Kafrogel, Ki Yerusha L'Esau Nasati Esar Seyer. So be careful, because this is not yours. This HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Esau. Then the next one, you see, and you'll take a look, and it goes through the whole thing. And it says, and why does the Torah tell us this? The reason is because he wants to show you one thing. He wants to show you, don't think that you are the only nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Morish. That's not true. Because there were powerful people that resided in those lands, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzma was Morish for them. You see? Just like HaKadosh Baruch was a Morish for Bnei Yisrael, he was Morish also for Esau. See, for Esau. Okay? Yeah. Is Rashi saying anything? Nasati, Rashi says, Nasati b'em koach, shoyu morishimosam v'holchem. You see? Rabban says he did nisim for the nations. Yeah. And then again, and that was Moav. And then also the next, so it was Esav and Moav, and then Ammon. Again, lo etin meretz bnei Ammon l'chayirusha. Kilo v'nei lot nesati yirusha. Again, eretz referring to Choshevati,
Sham Gadol for Rav Aram Kanakim, Vayashmidim Areshem Mepneihem, Vayirashim, Vayeshu Sachtam. Kasher also was Neyetz of Vayeshu Naseir, Asher Hishmid Sachor Mepneihem, again, Vayirashim, Vayeshu Sachtam, Ara Yamazah. Okay. So the Musa that Moshe Rabbeinu was giving was that you should not have a false idea and think that you're the favorites of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're the only ones that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Marush. That's not true. That's not true. That's a false idea about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in the self on him. And in Yahadus, again, as I said before, has nothing in common with any kind of cultures or religions. And religion is an outgrowth of certain primitive emotions. And one of those emotions is the emotion, the essential emotion, is the emotion of one being a favorite child, a favorite son, and having the favor of the father. That's an infantile complex. And this infantile idea becomes very satisfying to an individual. So he either creates religions in order to satisfy that idea, you see, or unfortunately, Yahadus, he tries to impose that idea. That's a very, very harmful idea because it's a base one, one that stems from the base element of man, the lowest element of man. And as long as a man clings to that notion, it's impossible for him to attain any kind of perfection. So Moshe Rabbeinu gave Klal Yisrael the most serious, the most difficult, painful Musa, the true Musa, that emotion is one. If you have that emotion, if you think that we are unique in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Marish land for us, that we're the only ones, then you have a wrong idea, a harmful idea, and one that will prevent you from ever attaining any kind of perfection. That's the Musa of Moshe Rabbeinu. So, as a matter of fact, there is no tirgum for Yivarech, or the Berachas Kahanim has no tirgum. The Rabbeinu Yonah, where is it? In Brachas, I believe it's Ptolemy. There's no tirgum. But the Gemara is the Mishnah is your Mishnah in Megillah. And the Mishnah in Megillah says you're not matagim the Berachas Kahanim. Why? Because it says Yisra Hashem Panav Elacha. So people will think that this means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a self-funim with regard to Klal Yisrael, that he likes us better. And that's why you're not matagim. That's why we're not matagim the tzukim, because you get a false idea. So you see how far that's of course the Musa of Moshe Rabbeinu, that a false idea about God and his relationship to Klal Yisrael, even though it would be one that one would think would be positive in promoting adherence to Yahadus, it cannot be accepted on any level, and must be completely eschewed, must be completely negated and rejected. Even though, of course, it would be a powerful motivation for people keeping the Torah to think that's the underlying force behind religion. And nevertheless, the Torah banned such ideas, and we're not permitted to even come across a tilgum that would imply such an idea. I went back to the first Midbar Kedemos.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the puzzle where it says Yanish Shmor Avraham Torah Chukos HaMishpatayim, that there was a condition? It wasn't because anything special about Avraham, but he had to keep the system.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. Okay, the Gemara does say that there is an answer to why it says Yisra Hashem Panav Elacha. And the answer, but I'm not going to go into it because it's a deep idea. And the reason why we don't have the Tirgum is because it is a deep idea and it's not so simple. And what'll happen is the people won't understand the deep idea and they'll just shift back to the comfortable emotion. So I'm not going to go into it. Okay, but anyways. it's not really our topic here. Okay.
Yes,
just
say it again.
Rabbi,
why is not
Atlavachatanu Nesias Panam? Ain't Nesias Panam Galmizeh? That's not Nesias Panam. That's what Moshe Ben said. He says that's Lo Merubcha Mekalanim and Lo Vitzit Kaskha V'Yosha Lavavcha. That has nothing to do with you in specific as a person that warrants the Nesias Panam, as an individual that warrants the Nesias Panam. But it's because of the others, and because of them, and the fact that we are in a certain position to carry out the Ratzon Hashem. That's a completely different idea than the comfortable notion of being God's favorite. That's a completely different idea. That is an idea of circumstance of the others, and circumstance of what we have attained from the others, and because we are the only vehicle that's capable of the objective of the Torah, which is, by the way, an objective not for Klal Yisrael, but it's an objective for the Umas Olam, for Kol Olam Kulo. And that's what the Ramban said. I mentioned the Ramban once, the Ramban in Azinu, where the Ramban says that the Geula will only happen because of Kiddush Hashem for the Umas Olam and not because of us. Matter of fact, that's why he mentions that he says because that's why he says it's the Ramban over here in Ashbisa Me'ana Zichron Dvarim Lamed Beis Pasuk Chaf Vav, where he says the Yoraseki Begolaseinu Ata Tamas Chosavos Zain Lano Hatzola Liyad HaAmin Rak Bavor Shmo. So lo it's only leman Shem Hashem. That's what the Rabban quotes from Yecheskel. So does that sound like favoritism? Yeah. So the challenge of an individual in Yahadus is to always be very, very careful. And that's what Ramban says. Ramban says, Amalta makes Olaf Levavchem means that the person's wave has to be pasuach only to Chachma and Emes, and not to his own private yearnings that an individual has and that an individual seeks to fulfill through a religion. Even if it's through Shmiras HaMitzvos, even if it's through Yadus, if he does that, it's worthless. But the person's wave and it must always be open to only one thing, to Chachma. And if it's not Chachma, if it's stupid, then it cannot be Teres Hashem. As a matter of fact, I mentioned many times that people always think that everything is Shmiras HaMitzvos. Shmiras HaMitzvos goes without saying, it's a sine qua non, you must have it, but it's not everything, because a person could be Shoma Mitzvos and not be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all. What does Rambam say? No, the Shuva Osa Mitzvos, the Tafim of the Funnels, they're worthless. Mitzvos, the Iker Mitzvos, is really the idea, like the Rambam says, and Ibn Ezra says, the ideas of the mitzvahs, the limud that the Adam accomplishes through mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are really like congealed ideas. They're ideas, the deepest philosophical concepts that are transformed into maisa, because through that maisa, they register and they make us aware of their existence. And then when we comprehend and we study them and we analyze, and we arrive at truths that the mitzvahs convey, then we're raised to a completely different level. And not everything is only mitzvahs. That's why it says, Asher Yishe Yishma Le Mitzvah Secha, V'Sorosho Devorcho Yosem Al Libo. Because there's the Dvar Hashem that's not incorporated, encapsulated in a mitzvah. And in order to be a mitzvah, there are many, many requirements. It's not just because the thing is emes and the thing is important.
You know, the question whether it's a mitzvah or not. I mean, Ramban talks about it. It is a mitzvah. Not a mitzvah. Ram says it is a mitzvah. The Ramban, I believe, eventually concludes with him. But it doesn't know whether it's a mitzvah or whether it's not a mitzvah. Mech Hashem Lekecha is the foundation of everything. And similarly over here, Umaltim Eis Olas Levavchem is not a separate mitzvah, to my knowledge, a minyan mitzvah, but it certainly is of the greatest importance in an individual's life, that the person should be open only to Chachma. And if he sees something that's stupid, no matter who does it, if it doesn't make any sense, then the person has to realize that it's wrong and should not follow the religious intuition. Religious intuition is derech avodah zarah. We only have a derech that's pasuach to chachma. And a person, we have to be very careful in this. I mean, we have to be very careful in these areas. I mean, I just give you an example, like the Rambam, basically. The Rambam quotes when the Rambam talks about the kat in Perek Chelek, in Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam talks about the kat that takes midrash literally. So the Rambam says how terrible that kat is, because they take things that even the Hamon Am knows are stupid, and they say that that's what the Chazal will say. Okay, like a person will take the Medrash, for instance, that other Marishan was 100 amos tall. Now, anyone that knows physics knows that such a thing is not possible. Even Ibn Ezra knew that according to laws of physics, a person that would be as tall would be a certain height that he wouldn't be in the Tzuras Adam anymore. And the truth of the matter is, beyond his 12, 13 feet, a person wouldn't be able to get out of his bed. So these are things that are totally nonsensical, and that's what the Rambam says, that anyone that does that, he says, destroys the destroyer of the Yahadus. He says, Yesh Mechabdin, on the one hand, these people praise the Chachamim, Vehem Mashpilimosam B'tachlis HaShiflus, and in reality, they make them lower than the lowest people. Okay, he says, why? So Rakam Chochem V'Novon is not only a minyan mitzvahs, but Rakam Chochem V'Novon is a Dvar Hashem that gives the essential character trait and the function of Kol Yisrael, which is to be an Am Chacham V'Navon L'Yinei Ha'amim. As a matter of fact, the Chazal say that there's a reference there to the knowledge of physics and astronomy, Ezun Chachma Shilei Amin, which means to say that Kol Yisrael has an obligation to be advanced and be knowledgeable in the world of Chachma of physics, of the universe, knowledge of the universe. So if a person, and that's what the Rambam explains, that originally we had Chacham in those areas, and we had our own scientists, but they were lost. But nevertheless, what does Chazal say? A person that should be lechashet kufas mazolos ve'ena choshev is tol yaday ro'ro ma'aseh lo'i lo'i bito. But it doesn't make any sense, for instance, for a person to daven every day and say, Ma Rabu Masechot Hashem Kulam B'Chachma Asiso, and to look askance at anyone that studies, or to have no interest in any scientific knowledge, which is Chachma Hashem. I mean, it's just not possible. It just doesn't make any sense. Ma Rabu Masechot Hashem Kulam B'Chachma Asiso says, Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his Chachma, and he has absolutely no interest whatsoever in that chachma. It would be like a person would be meshabeich an artist and say he makes the most beautiful paintings, but he has no desire to look at any of them. It's totally nonsensical and stupid. So, but what is that? People that are of that mind are simply following a religious, primitive intuition, and it goes against their intuition.
What's lacking? What's lacking is the malta mesolos levavchem. The lev is not pasuach for chachma and for das and for anus. And even the most ridiculous, absurd kind of actions make sense within their primitive mental frame. That's keneged yadus. That's keneged yadus. Okay.
Could you explain the question of the Nesias Panim, the pasuk? I never understood the pasuk. Lo kibud ovid b'yakov lo ror omo b'yisrael Hashem lo kav imo source milk bo, especially according to the way Rashi learns, when he says, lo kibud ha-kodesh baruch hu ovid sh'b'yakov sh'hein oivin al-dvorov eino medaktek achrein l'zbainim v'oni el shalahem v'amolam sh'hein oivin al-dvorov. Or further, when he says Hashem lo kav imo afilu mach'ison, I didn't hardly read this. Umamim lefonav amo eino zazme
sochah. Well, let me just tell you something. The Rambam wrote a letter to Marseille, Kahal Marseille, and in the letter to Kahal Marseille, he says that astrology is total stupidity and nonsense, and anyone that believes in it is a fool, and a person that's a real chacham knows that it's stupid. Okay. Now, nevertheless, not only do people believe in it, not only do people believe in it today, where you could just put on a pair of binoculars and see it's all stupid. But forget about that. You'll still find your horoscope in the paper every day, because people have primitive emotions, and that's what they live by, essentially. But the Rambam says, he says, what you're going to do is you're going to find a Maimar Chazal that says that there's such a thing as astrology. So the Rambam says, let me tell you something. The derech of chokhma is not, when you know something is true, to be machapes in a maimar chazal. That's simply not an approach. That's just not an approach. So I don't care how many chazal, the Rambam says, it does not matter how many chazal, it cannot be. If something cannot be, it just cannot be. So you have to interpret the chazal al derech ha'emes. And you have to realize that what chazal is saying is on a very deep level, and your superficial notion that came to your, that came to your mind first is simply not what they meant. So that's what the Ramban says. It's not a derech. This is not a derech. When you know something, to say that this Chazal says that. If something is stupid, it's stupid. And whatever Chazal says has to either be something else, or he gives three answers. I'm not going to go into the three possibilities. But what I'm just saying is like this, that the idea that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is in a sofon and unjust is abhorrent. And there's no chazal that could make a person, if a person sees a chazal, it's not the derech ha-chokhmah to question that which we know is emes, because then you'd question the Yisori Adas also. And many psukim, like the Rambam writes, I mean, like everybody knows, that to lend themselves to a foolish person interpreting them literally. And if he does, he's a kofa baker. So the derech, our derech of Torah is the derech of chachma. And there's a method of chachma. And the method of chachma is that when you know that something is true, you aren't permitted to entertain the non-truth. Then you have to know it. You have to know Heichana Dover Silves. That's like, for instance, you ask a kasha, even in learning, if Taisus asks a question, so you have to know where's the question and where's the answer. Of course, I could say that's no question. This is the Gemara. That's the way it is. It doesn't make sense to you. It's your problem. So a chachma demands a certain way of thinking, an intelligent way of thinking, and that's really the derech of Torah Shabbat. And once you have this intelligent method, you must always be faithful to that method. You can't abandon the method, no matter what you see. Whatever you see, if you have problems, if you have a scientific problem, you don't abandon scientific thinking. You work on the problem. But over here, to say that there's a Maimar Chazal that implies something which we know is absolutely untrue, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is not himself on him, that is a fact. And therefore, it's completely untrue to imply otherwise. So when you have a chazal, if that chazal seems to indicate that, the chacham knows that he has to understand what the chazal means. And he has to interpret it, just like any other kasha. Because he cannot function. No one can function without a system. Otherwise, you never have a question, like I said before. There's no question. That's the way it is. That's logic. So logic is distorted. So I can't go in now into all the chazal that a person would think imply such a thing. But I could just show you that the basic fundamental principle that chazal say, that the pasuk says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is a kilay yisafanim. That's what chazal quote that pasuk. Kilay yisafanim. It's an open pasuk. So there's no way that if a person is trying to satisfy his base emotion to be a favorite child, then the Yahadis is not the place. That's not the place of that. So then, and any chazal that a person might superficially think implies otherwise simply is a dove that is something that requires limud. And if you do the limud properly, you'll come up with beautiful ideas. But anyways, I can't go into every chazal that a person might think that implies otherwise. I can just tell you that there is no otherwise. Okay. Now, just a second. Yeah. So the objective for the yom is really to study my seino. Yeah. By the way, I just want to mention to you that the Navi is replete with divrei musa against following primitive notions and primitive ideas. For instance, the Yirmiyahu that we mentioned before, where the Navi says like this. Okay, so the Navi challenges, who's the Chacham that can understand? Give me an answer for this. Amar of the Oretz, Nitzach Amidba Medli Over. It's a big question. Total devastation, complete devastation. Not a thing, not a shemet, not nothing left. How could it be? So it says. So the Navi doesn't openly. He tells the Chacham to think about it, and then he gives him the real answer. Vayomar Hashem, al ozom es terasi Hashem asat lifneihem, v'lo shomu v'koli, v'lo holchuva. Yeah, so what, and vayelchu achrei shrirus libom, v'acharei haba'olim, asher lindum avosam. Those things. Five things, the Navi says. But if you look carefully at the five things, you see they're not arbitrary. Because there really are three things in Shmiras HaTorah. One is v'shmo b'kol Hashem, as to accept God's authority. And the second thing is that alone is not Yahadis, though. Yahadis is not simply complying with what God asks us to do, because it's more than that, much more. You need to rosi Hashem asati lifneihem, to be engaged in chachma and limud of God's Torah. That's what you need. And then below hochovah, the third thing, that the Torah is not just a matter of engaging in intellectually, and being a part of a person's intellectual life, but it must also be a part of a person's active life, practical life. It must trickle down into his emotions and his feelings and his actions. That's what Navi says. Then he says, "Vayelchu achrei shrirus libam." What is shrirus libam? That's exactly what we're saying. That is the primitive religious emotion. That's shrirus libam. Where do you see shrirus libam in the Torah? Avodah Zarah. At Kibeshvirus, since Pinyesh Bechem is Parosh Alano, Vaibeshvirus Alaros, then his Bechel of Alano, Shalom Yili Kibeshvirus Libi Elech. Okay? So that's what it means, to follow its primitive religious emotion. And then he concludes it, Vachare Abolim, Ashalindum Avosam, he says. Why? Because that's another emotion that a person has. My father did it, it's right. So I don't have to be, you hear many times people say, I don't have to be better than my father. All right? My father did it, that's it.
My father had a certain meaning, even though I hold it's wrong, but I don't have to be better than him. Yeah, but that is a shtefel, because that means that's like a person. Would a person say, for instance, that my father had an operation that was the proper operation in 1920, and now I don't need a better operation than that? I mean, this is ridiculous, because in reality, such ideas are nonsense. But when it comes to Yahadis, for some reason, people could say nonsensical ideas and think that they're being religious. Why? Because the answer is one thing, because Yahadis is not a reality for them. It's not real. It's not really Chachmas Hashem. It's not so Chachma we treat in an intelligent way. But over here, we could say stupid things. So that is what the Navi is teaching. Now he's teaching that's Beshrius Libam, and that's going after the Baalim, not just the Baalim, okay, long after the Baalim. No, Asher Limdu Mavosam, that their fathers taught them, but the fact that their fathers taught them and they think they're being religious like their fathers, this does not exonerate them. On the contrary, this is their condemnation, that they're following simply a primitive emotion. That's what the Navi says. Okay. So, yeah, let me get back to, what I wanted to say was like this. That, so, apparently on the day of Tisha B'Av, it's a mitzvah, the Ram says, to study Averis. The Averis, our Averis, and the Averis of our fathers. Shaya K'maseinu Ata. And it's a very difficult thing to do. But the thing is, it has been made possible for us. Because there are various in the Torah that the Torah set forth and explained. And the Torah explained it, and Moshe Rabbeinu explained it, and Chazal explained it. And if you look carefully, you can gain insight into Derech Avera, so that one can avoid it. How does the derech of the masim haroim? But the two cases, of course, are the ego and the meraglim. Ego and the meraglim. Two cases. Ego and the meraglim. And in both cases, there's a feature that gives the person insight. It's into fate. Because on the surface, I mean, you take away, and again, here's where it's important to learn Divrei Chazal, very carefully. On let's take the Chet Ego, for instance. What was the Chet Ego? I think the Rav one time gave the best description. He said it was primitive fright. And the primitive fright means that a person is just struck with fear. I mean, they just can't help themselves. I mean, there's nothing they can do. They're overcome. And Chazal even endorsed that. Kizer ish Moshe Sheralun min Tzra Moshe ish Lelaydanim Ahayelo. Okay, Chazal said they saw in the sky, they saw his arm. We'll come back to that in a minute. They're carrying his arms. What could be more frightening than that? So why were they culpable? And it's interesting. The meraglim also was fear. Meraglim was also fear. And over there was fear of physical combat, fear of engaging in war, conquering. And that's not an easy thing to overcome. I mean, you see, the Torah itself has an allowance for that. Not everybody's a fighter. Some people just can't do it. It's just impossible. They can't face combat. So there's a war hysteria. They can't do it. So why were we chayav for those two averus when we have such valid excuses? Why were we deserving of kloya? Were it not for Moshe Rabbeinu's intervention, because of this chet, these chataim, which don't seem at first sight to be so terrible, yeah. But
the answer, I believe, is that Mina Isha Yoriv Racha Levav is okay. It means when a person recognizes that he has the weakness and he can't do it, and he's Moda, that the Torah makes allowances for. But when a person, in order to avoid the truth about themselves, you see, makes recourse to another mode of being, either denies it, or else makes recourse to another mode of behavior, which is unintelligent, which is kineged the Torah, which is kineged Hashem, then this person is chayav. If the person would just remain with the affect that they suffered, what? If a person would just remain with the affect, there's two things that can be derived from this. I'll get to the second thing in a minute. But if a person would just remain with, like for instance, by the ego, they were devastated. If they just would have remained devastated, they would never get an onish. No onish for being devastated. The onish was in order to assuage, to soothe the pain of the fear, you see, the primitive fear, in order to soothe the pain, they engaged in a whole new activity and system. They invented a system. They went back to what they learned in Mitzrayim from the Egyptians in order to soothe the pain of the fear. That is not excusable. You see? Excusable is the affect. That, a person can't help that. I'll show you an interesting thing. Because, you know, Chazal say, Zu Yetzirah, Zu Satan, Zu Malach HaMavos. Gemara says in Bav Basra. So what does it mean? So it means, of course, that it's all tied to the instinctual. The instinctual part of man is responsible for his eventual dissolution, physical dissolution. The instinctual part of man is the Yetzihara, and the instinctual part of man is the Satan. Okay? But what's the difference? I can understand the difference between the Malach HaMavos and between the Yetzer and Satan. But what's the difference between the Yetzihara and between Satan? Those two. See, they're all, Chazal is saying they're all identical. They don't mean they're exactly identical. They mean they're one source. But they're three manifestations. Three manifestations of one source, but they're three separate manifestations. So the Malach HaMavos is a manifestation of the temporality of the instinctual being. But the Yetzirah, we understand. What is Satan? So if you take a look at by the ego itself, it says, the same case. It says, just a second. It was a pasuk. Pasuk says, yeah. Vayan kivoshi shmosha leredes minahar. They got scared. He wasn't coming down. He's up there a long time. Didn't have any food. Vayikar ra'am al aron vayomos kumaselano lehim asher yelchu lefaneinu. Kizem moshe ish asher halano meretz Mitzrayim layadana mayelo. So Rashi says, kimin dmus. Moshe, Hero Lahem HaSatan, Shenosimoso Ba'avir Kiya Shamayan. See, now you have a clue already. What's the difference between Satan and between Yetzirah? What's the difference? Because Satan is also the Yetzirah. There was nothing in the sky. But the difference between the Satan, of course, there were clouds, and a person can envision in clouds a lot of things. Imagine in clouds a lot of things. But the difference between Satan and between Yetzirah is the Yetzirah is under the sway of a person's Bechira. You see, that's Yetzirah. Satan is the part of the mind that he has no control of. You see, that's Satan. So that's what Chazal is saying, that the Satan was Mara to them, the Musa of Moshe. They couldn't help seeing the Mita of Moshe Rabbeinu in those clouds. That they couldn't help, because their minds were affected, their imagination was affected, the fear was immense, and it was projected, and they saw it. They absolutely thought they saw it. That's it. But if they would have stopped there, then they wouldn't be Nenash, you see. But what the chait was, that in order to soothe the pain of the fear, they made recourse to a system of avodah zarah, an evil system, a false system, and an evil system. And because of that, they were nenash. That's what the Torah teaches about chait. And the same thing is true with the chait of the maraglim. That the maraglim, if they just were struck with fear, they couldn't enter because they can't fight, because they yorei v'rach alevav, they would never have been nenash. But they didn't say that. They didn't say v'rayim v'rach alev. They said that it doesn't make any sense. We can't win this battle. This is nonsensical to try to go in and battle with these people. We haven't got a chance. And then this idea is not a correct idea. It's not an intelligent idea, and we can't do it. So, and the whole land itself is itself questionable. We see people dying there. There's atmospheric bad atmospheric conditions, and they created a whole distortion of the land. And they made a false judgment about false military judgment. Everything in order not to say that they are simply plagued with fear and they're not up to it. You see, if they would have said that, never be nash. But there's something more over here. You see, you can derive something more as well in terms of the derech halimud. Like the Rambam says, we study the averas of our avos in order that we gain insight, so we shouldn't repeat them. There's another bit of insight here, because the question is, so what would happen if they would have said, all right, where you reign for Achilles, we can't go in. And what would have happened if Klal Yisrael would have been, well, over there, they would have been devastated, so nothing would happen because Moshe Rabbeinu would have come down. But by the Meraglim, what would have happened? So what's the answer? The answer is that apparently HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that they could overcome it, you see, because he gave the tzivui. He gave the tzivui. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't give the tzivui to a person who can't keep it. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a tzivui for Mochama, not everybody got the Mochama. Some people aren't fit for battle, but Klal Yisrael in general can go, otherwise they would never have such a mitzvah. So but these people were struck with fear. So what does that show you? That had they admitted that they were fearful, they could have dealt with the emotion and they could have overcome the emotion. That's what the Torah teaches. And the same thing is true with the ego. That the devastation and the primitive fright is astronomical. It's powerful, overawing. But if they would have admitted that that's what it is, then they could have recognized it and they could have overcome it, you see. But once the thing was shifted into a different gear, where analysis of the emotion became impossible because the energy was deflected into a different kind of activity, either into the activity of setting up a false system or into making strategic decisions that are false based on prejudice and distortion of the opportunity. And once you get into that kind of thinking, then there is no possibility to deal with the emotion. That's really what the Torah teaches with the chait of the maraglim and then the chait of the ego. You know, interesting is, in both cases, we were saved only by the intervention of Moshe Rabbeinu, by his tefillah. And it's interesting, the tefillahs are not the same. Tefillahs are not identical. Because the tefillah by the chait or egel is Zechor l'avam mitzvah v'sol v'decho Hashem shbat l'an bach. Okay, but by the Meraglim it says differently. You see, different tefillah over there. Oops. Yeah. By the Meraglim it says like this.
this. Maragman says, Kashbar said, I can't have a devil Rishan, where is Holodai Gavatana? Emma Shalad Hashem, Visham Mitzrayim, Ki Elisa Vachochla Sama Zebek Mikibo, Vaomra Yoshe Vaorat Hazos, that's to the other ones. Shamu Kiata Hashem, Bekera Vaomazer, Asher Ayin Ba'ayin Mira Ato Hashem, Vanon Chomet Alayem, Uvamadon Ata Olaf of Nam Yomam, Uvamadesh Lelo. They matter as a Alma Zeki Shechod, Vamra Goyim Asher Shamu Shimacholemo. He built the Yecholas of Hashem, Lahavi, as a Alma Zeh, Loris, and Ishbal, and Lishchatim Amidbo. That's a different fila. Okay? A longer one. The one in Kisisa is just Lama Yom Asayim Lema, the Roh Tziyam, Lara Rasam Behol, and Lachalosam Eimel Pnei Adama. That's it. Over here, it's a whole lengthy description. Okay? Yeah, but let's understand. You see, what was the tefillah really? What was the tefillah? First of all, the tefillah was, it shows you again that the essence of Klal, what do I care what some mitzvah say? I'm sure nobody really cares. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu does care. So the Klal Yisrael, the purpose of Klal Yisrael, is really to bring the ideas, the true ideas of God to the Kol Umos Olam. That is the objective, and that's our purpose. So Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy them and make a nation out of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu said that will undermine the whole plan, but I should say like this. It will cause a irreparable damage in the plan. Why? You see, because the thing is like this: that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is true of both cases, though, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael and to make a nation out of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because Klal Yisrael failed. But let's take the case with the Maragman, okay? Because Klal Yisrael failed by the Maragman. They failed. So since they failed, and since Yahadus is a dos that is based on an individual, it's focused around one thing, an individual's bechira chashis, and how a person is supposed to exercise his bechira chashis. That's the essence of Yahadus, is the bechira chashis of the Odom. Reina Salaf Nechem Hayon, Bracha Kola, Vachata Rechayim. So over here, Klal Yisrael failed in their bechira, and because they failed in their bechira, so they failed, and if they failed, then their whole existence is not worthwhile, because they only exist before God in order to exercise the bechira properly, and they failed. So that's why their existence is worthless, and that's why they have to cease to exist. Okay, so Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is something which Klal Yisrael can understand, but the Mitzvim cannot understand that. They don't understand such a religion. That idea does not exist, you see. That for them, their idea of religion is that they're trying to be the favorite of a god in order to be protected, in order to attain all the worldly desires and be protected from any kind of evil. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. He says, Shamu kiyata Hashem bekerav omazeh sha'ayim ba'ayim nira ata Hashem v'anon chomet aleim v'amud onon ata holech v'fneim yomom u v'amud eish loyla.